Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another night of protesting in Minnesota. We have the story.
46 states are pausing their distribution of a COVID vaccine. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas suspends Johnson & Johnson vaccine distribution. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council talks retirement plans, local business, and park improvements. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Another couple of cool and quiet days in Wichita before rain arrives Thursday night into Friday. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A third night of unrest for Brooklyn Center in Minnesota. Following the police killing of Dante Wright, protesters gathered around a police station, setting off fireworks, chanting and demanding justice. Fox's Mike Tobin was there.
We had a very thick crowd of demonstrators. I'd ballpark it at upwards of 2,000 people who were out there. They were ordered to disperse numerous times, with police telling them this is an unlawful assembly. If they hang around, they can be arrested. Ultimately, we saw all of these state troopers come out from the headquarters at the Brooklyn Center PD. They came out onto the street, and they slowly advanced this line. And as they're advancing the line, it appears to me that they're dropping off officers to prevent the demonstrators from running around, all of it coming on a very eventful day when we had the police chief submit his resignation, had Kim Potter, the former police officer at the center of this, submit her resignation as well.
The Washington County attorney says he's reviewing the case and may have a decision whether to charge Officer Potter by today.
The Biden administration says a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine won't slow down the delivery of doses.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says the administration has been on a wartime footing.
Which is why we purchased excess supply, so that we'd be ready for any contingency.
Zients says the federal government is working with state and local agencies to replace existing Johnson & Johnson appointments with doses of the two-shot Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. President Biden says there are enough doses for all adults.
There's enough vaccine that is basically 100% unquestionable for every single solitary American.
At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas, among the states suspending distribution of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines, as those federal health officials investigate reports of potentially dangerous blood clots.
KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says it's a precautionary move.
We're putting a pause until which time the federal agencies, including those two, look hard at the numbers. The numbers of cases are quite small.
He adds that there have not been any reports of adverse reactions in Kansas. Meanwhile, in Sedgwick County, Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KSN News they had planned to administer 2,600 doses of the vaccine this week, which is roughly half of the J&J shots they have available.
We don't know after this week or last week what we received, when or if we would even receive additional Johnson & Johnson prior to this occurring.
She says that shortage is due to the production of the vaccine. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The city of Wichita's retirement system seems to be in pretty good shape.
That word from city manager Robert Layton.
The performance is exceptional, much better than the state systems, for instance, and really better than most of our peers.
The report stated that the actuarial value of assets funded ratio increased for the Wichita employees' retirement from 91 to 93% and increased for police and fire from 92 to 94%. In other business, the council approved a three-year, $150,000 contract with Quali Systems to develop a web platform and app that will assist local businesses with processes like licensing and registration. The Parks Department will receive $400,000 to fix the Swanson Footbridge and the patio at the Edgemore Rec Center. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
More testimony for the defense in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin.
Defense use of force expert Barry Broad contradicted the state's witnesses who testified that Derek Chauvin used a deadly force.
Would you agree that on the left-hand side it appears that Mr. Chauvin's knee is on the neck of Mr. Floyd?
No.
How about on the right?
No.
Broad also told jurors that the prone position wasn't dangerous to Floyd. And we heard from a friend of Floyd's who was in the car at the time of arrest, telling jurors that before police arrived, he was sleeping.
Tried to wake him up. They tried to wake him up. I tried to wake him up over and over.
The defense claims drugs in Floyd's system combined with a bad heart killed him versus the state's contention that it was use of force. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The defense is expected to rest its case this week with closing arguments set for Monday. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Pretty interesting ending to the Royals-Angels game last night. We'll have that highlight coming up in sports.
Sedgwick County health officials keeping a close eye on COVID numbers. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Voices silence.
History is repeating itself.
I'm shaking my head.
We gotta pay attention.
Opinions muzzled.
Frustrated and scared.
Angry and demoralized.
Thoughts erased.
Our kids are being indoctrinated.
Wake up, America.
But not here.
Thank God for talk radio.
I want to thank you so much.
You have no idea how much I need this right now.
In times like these, we need you.
You keep me kind of going.
Thank you so much.
And you need us.
You know, we're all in this together.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Carol French with the Sedgwick County Extension Master Gardeners inviting you to our new free drive-through event, Community Bloom and Grow, on Saturday, May 1st from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Sedgwick County Extension Office, 21st North and Ridge Road. Call 316-660-0100 for more information.
Broadcasting from the air capital of the world, this is KNN.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sedgwick County health officials keeping a close eye on COVID numbers. County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
Our hospital call Monday, the report, the numbers are still low in the, but the age is a little bit migrating towards younger patients. So, which, you know, they're the ones not thinking they need to take the vaccine.
Meitzner commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
And the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports someone in Sedgwick County has contracted the Brazilian coronavirus variant. An investigation is underway to find out how that person contracted the virus and if anyone else was exposed.
A court case outlawing certain types of abortion could have national implications.
A federal court of appeals has upheld an Ohio law banning doctors from performing abortions based on the fetal diagnosis of Down syndrome. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decision reverses two previous rulings that would have overturned the 2017 state law. Doctors could face fourth-degree felony charges and other penalties if Down syndrome plays a role in influencing the abortion decision. The pregnant woman faces no penalty. Enforcement of the ban is currently on hold while legal challenges play out. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Surveillance footage near an apartment building in Irvine helped California police arrest a man accused of attacking a woman outside her home.
Michael Rhee is accused of attacking a woman at gunpoint in her car outside an apartment building in Irvine Monday. She was able to escape after yelling to a nearby maintenance worker. Based on statements remade after his arrest, detectives believe he targeted the woman because he thought she's white in retaliation for hate crimes committed against Asians, but police say the woman is also of Asian descent. Hate crimes against Asian Americans increased nearly 150% last year in 16 of the largest cities in the U.S., while hate crimes dropped overall by 7%. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning out there in traffic right now, the traffic volumes appear to be thinning in places, not seeing so many really heavy traffic areas out there. Gasoline prices today in the Wichita area, still very chaotic. That average price still seeming to be around $2.59 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And on the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a cool, dry start to the day, some high clouds begin to move into south-central Kansas. We should get to 62 later on this afternoon. Cloudy overnight, our low 41. Then again, mostly cloudy throughout the day tomorrow, our high just 57, with rain moving in Thursday night and Friday morning. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 6 miles per hour, 44 degrees with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330. KNSS 812 on a Wednesday morning. Time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve.
When was gum disease first identified?
You know, there is evidence that people have had gum disease for many thousands of years. Periodontal disease is one of the most common diseases identified in ancient Egyptian mummies.
What about the early history of gum disease here in the United States?
In the 1800s, a dentist named Dr. John Riggs identified periodontal disease. In those days, it was actually called Riggs' disease. One of Dr. Riggs' patients was Mark Twain.
Was there a good treatment available at that time?
No, not really. Scientific advances didn't occur as rapidly as they do today. Even in the 1940s, the Army had to lower the minimum oral health standards for new recruits so that they would have enough soldiers to serve in World War II.
So tooth loss was very common in those days, right?
Yes. Back then, dentists spent much of their time pulling teeth, not saving them.
Well, times have certainly changed when it comes to gum disease.
That's right, Steve. Periodontics is a recognized dental specialty. We understand that not only the microbiology of periodontal disease, but also how to effectively treat it and prevent it.
But it's still widespread, right?
Correct. The CDC says that 47% of all adults over the age of 30 have some form of periodontal disease, and the risk increases with age. Over 70% of all adults over the age of 65 have gum disease, but again, it is treatable and preventable.
So what's the bottom line when it comes to gum disease, doctor?
With early diagnosis and treatment, many teeth can be saved, and missing teeth are routinely replaced with dental implants.
What should someone do if they're concerned about gum disease, then?
Take advantage of all that modern dentistry has to offer. See your dentist or feel free to contact us at Kansas Perio for an appointment. We do a thorough evaluation, and we always take the time to answer questions.
All right. Thanks for being with us again. Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. When it's time to get serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. Dr. Jason Wagle with us here on Wednesday morning. 8:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And now we have a special guest this morning. Kansas State Treasurer Lynn Rogers is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Just a little background. We were talking earlier about the fact that you are a past member of the Wichita Board of Education. That's probably your highest honor. And then and then you became lieutenant governor, and now you're the treasurer. Your background, though, is in farm credit banks? So you've been in the finance business for a long time.
Yeah, really out of college. I've worked for commercial banks, savings and loans, credit unions, and farm credit. So a little bit of everybody. A lot of financial experience.
I'm understanding that you've got, and this comes up from time to time, but there's unclaimed property the state has, and you're looking to get it into the people's hands who own the property, right?
Exactly. You know, the state treasurer, one of our major responsibilities is helping return unclaimed property to Kansans, and We have about $400 million in that account that we're trying to give back to Kansans, or we're trying to find them. We need people to go to our website, kansascash.ks.gov, and that's the word Kansas, the word cash.ks.gov. And Steve, I looked you up this morning, and you might want to check it out yourself. There's something in there for an address on Woodrow or Woodlawn. So I think that might be the Steve McIntosh that I'm talking to.
I don't live in Woodlawn. That's not me. I don't have any money coming. Are you kidding me?
Well, we keep track of even $2.
Ted got on there. I guess Ted found out he had some money coming his way.
A lot of people, you don't know about it because what happens is often, it includes checking accounts, savings accounts that haven't been accessed for a long time, safe deposit boxes, utility refunds, or even checks that you're expecting from a vendor or from somebody. And for some reason, it doesn't get sent to the right address. And so it gets returned to the vendor. And then after, about a year, they send it over to us. Even paychecks that don't get cashed for a year come to us. And so it really isn't your fault if we have money, because it was the vendor that didn't get it to you. And so we really encourage people to check at least once a year to make sure that their name's not there. And if it is, we definitely want to get it back to them.
I know. What do I do? Where do I go on this?
Go to kansascash.ks.gov, and then there'll be a click that you can click on for unclaimed property. You can plug in your first name and your last name and oftentimes your city, and then check it out. And if a name comes up that matches, and if you're not totally sure, you can always click on the email link and send a message to our staff, and then they'll check it out. Oftentimes they'll ask you for they'll either call you or talk to you, and they'll confirm that it's you. We've got some analytics that help us do that type of thing. And if it's a small amount, under a couple $100, it can probably just be done all online. If it's a little bit more, there may be some forms that are required. But we really encourage people to check under different names, perhaps maiden names, or if your name is misspelled often, MAC instead of MC McIntosh, check those kinds of things out too and see if there's different names. It'll come up with an address if you've ever lived there or near there. Sometimes there's a transposition of a number, but go to kansascash.ks.gov and get that whole process started.
Now, it occurs to me that you became the treasurer of the state of Kansas at a most opportune time, right as the pandemic hit. Is that correct?
Well, it was about a year afterwards. I was a state treasurer. When I left the school board, I became a state treasurer or state senator, and then had the fortune of sitting next to then Senator Kelly, and she asked me to be lieutenant governor. And so I was lieutenant governor for 2 years and then became treasurer in January of this year. So actually today is my 100th day as state treasurer. And, we've done a lot of great things. We've returned $5.5 million of unclaimed property. One of the big things is we've responded to the legislature. They asked us to step up and do some city utility loans for these cities that were facing high natural gas and electricity costs because of the February weather. We've got a program with Scholarshop where students can go in and find up to 6 million scholarships for $30 billion. So there's a lot of services that the state treasurer does, and I'm just really honored to be able to help Kansans, do that each and every day. There's some things that we can really help them, improve their financial situation.
Well, but we're coming out. If we think we're coming out of this pandemic and things are improving all the time, how is the state? If you look at the state's bank account right now, what kind of shape are we in?
Our staff goes in every day and balances those accounts. We have been receiving good revenues even during the pandemic. It's not necessarily the same to be said for some of our cities and our counties. They've been facing some downturns. So I think there's some things that we need to help, with cities and counties. And we don't take care of the revenue. That's the Department of Revenue, the tax side. But we do make sure that when revenues do come in, we send them out to all of the counties and the cities and things like that. And then the idle dollars, if it doesn't have to be sent just immediately, then the we have an investment group at the state that I'm on the board, and we make sure that those dollars are invested on a daily basis so that we can maximize our return and reduce what's required from taxpayers.
Okay, so I've got my pencil here. Kansas, what is it? Kansas Cash?
Kansas Cash, KANSASCASH.KS.gov.
KS.gov. I think I can find out if if I'm indeed rich beyond my wildest dreams.
Right? It's that million-dollar account that we all want, but we don't have a lot of
that. It's too bad you're living in Topeka. Of course, you could get on the computer every day and listen to Steve and Ted, but if you want to.
Well, and actually, I'm home on weekends. I do come home to Wichita on the weekends. I'm going to be here the rest of this week. And you know, that is one of the difficult things. You know, the job is in Topeka, but we want to get out traveling again. Yesterday, we were in Pittsburgh returning unclaimed property and talking to students. So, you know, one of the best things, I think, of both Lieutenant Governor and State Treasurer job is to interact with Kansans and be out and about. And we've got an event this afternoon at the Monarch. If people want to stop by at 3:30 or 2:30 and check and see if they have unclaimed property, they can stop by and we'll check our systems for them and see if there's money that's available. We'd love to have people stop and see us there as well.
Okay, at the Monarch. All right, thank you, sir. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Kansas State Treasurer Lynn Rogers with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 8:21 now. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, dramatic ending to the Royals-Angels game last night up at Kauffman Stadium. Royals clinging to a one-run lead in the ninth inning. The Angels with the bases loaded. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Now the 0-2 pitch. In the dirt and blocked. Runner off the bag at third, and they throw him out. Perez, after blocking the pitch, caught the runner. Fletcher off third base. Somebody yelled, probably Dozier. And Perez very quickly grabbed the ball, fired it down to Dozier, who applied the tag.
And that's how the game ended.
That was the end, huh?
Straying off of third base, and Salvador Perez picked him off. So the Royals beat the Angels 3-2. They will decide this three-game series, an afternoon game today at 1 o'clock over on KFH. The Shockers softball team is ranked 20th in the nation. They are now on a 10-game winning streak after beating the Kansas City Ruse 4-3 yesterday at Wilkins Stadium. And City League basketball coaching legend Steve Eck is back in the City League, new head coach at Cape and Mount Carmel High School for this upcoming school year. Steve Eck has won a couple of JUCO national titles in recent years. He won, back in his days at South High School, he won 6 state championships as the head boys basketball coach.
Wow.
Steve Eck will be coaching at Capon starting next year. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:23 now. You interrupted me. I'm doing something important over here. I'm trying to figure out if I've got any money coming from the state. Okay.
Well, the state treasurer thinks you do.
Well,
so,
I just typed my name in. I'm not seeing it. I think he's full of baloney. All right. 8:23, Steve and Ted. On the way, the Hannity Morning Minute. The privacy of those considering vaccination. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.